That's
that.
contradictory to a lot of the stuff too, and they're like, slaves aren't even that big of a deal anyway. People didn't even really have them. They didn't really.
It'd be like people didn't have them.
Yeah.
People didn't have them. You had them.
Didn't have them.
You probably.
No, you know what's thinking
oh,
probably
you know
had
who
them?
did have them?
Yo, Elon Musk.
Ocani's is what I was going to say.
No.
But
Elon Musk was in South Africa.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I'm like, Elon Musk
yeah.
probably had
Elon Musk was in South Africa?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, he had them.
He's like a billionaire South African.
Oh, yeah. That's some blood diamonds down there.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
a boer. He was a boer.
Not a huge fan of the.
Yeah, I'm
but,
like trying to think how he met, how his family amassed their fortune.
I don't know. I don't know if he was that
That's
rich.
That's why he's working so hard to build robots. He's like, well, we can't have slaves anymore. I better get some fucking robots. My family's going to have to work.
All the AI, all the AI is just shaped like black dudes.
Yeah.
He's like, what? This is the
He's
prototype.
He's like, I just programmed its voice. It's like, yes, I'm massive. He's like, that's something we're working on. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
That's how robots talk.
I was
Sorry.
I was watching on the way up here. I'm like, this dude, because he is from like a super wealthy family, right?
I don't know.
He has to be.
I don't think you become like a self-made
yeah,
rocket
yeah, yeah.
billionaire.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't just be like, oh, I guess I'll build a fucking rocket.
Yeah.
I know he was like bullied real bad. Like,
really?
People were beating the shit out of him a lot.
I like
when
that.
When he was younger?
Yeah.
And then he wanted to build
he was
a
like,
chappy.
I'm going to America.
Yeah, and he started like PayPal.
So he was in South Africa when he was young?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Was he in Joburg? Johannesburg?
Oh, I thought you were saying something else.
No, Johannesburg.
God damn, dude, chill.
I thought about Johannesburg.
Chill. He might have been. He built a chappy. He's trying to build a chappy. He's like, come on, bro. They're making fun of me, bro. You have to go to Mars, bro. Wait, I was on a roll,
go ahead,
dude.
Go ahead,
I was
go
fired up. Oh, my God.
What? Is that blue waffle?
I don't know. Oh, there it is. That's what it is.
What is it, bro? What is it, dude?
Oh,
Let
my
me
God.
See. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Ah, dude, what the f- Oh, it's like, oh, dude, enough. That's the... What is that from? Why is it all like
it's a
that?
Blue sniz, dude.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's tough. Jesus Christ.
Wish I hadn't done
See
that
the
one.
Blue waffle? I never saw the blue waffle.
Blue waffle's tough.
That's one. The name of Bezos' moon ship's called Blue Moon. He should switch it to Blue Waffle.
What's Bezos' problem, dude?
Dude, he's trying to compete with Musk. He's being a bitch
he
about
is
it.
Being a fucking... He's a bitch version of Musk.
Yeah, dude. Musk is like basically like, no, we're going to Mars. Musk eliminated... We talked about it on Patreon.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't hear, but he basically eliminated...
Uber.
He's gonna, Uber and Lyft are like toast in about a year.
Yeah.
And he's going to Mars. So Bezos was like basically recreated the fucking moon mission. It's like, nice, dude. They did that in the 70s. So he's going to like drop stuff on the moon. It's like, okay. Musk is in fucking Mars.
Yeah.
It's just,
shut the fuck up,
just
Bezos.
He's just like, well, I do cool space stuff too.
I think both of them are fucking gay.
Musk is the man.
Musk
dude.
Is.
Take it back.
Yeah, he was pretty chill on Rogies.
He's the fucking man.
He might be retarded. I think he might be tricking everybody and pretending to be an evil genius.
He is, dude. He's a fucking just his new idea for. I mean,
it's cool to come up with these ideas. Anybody can say this. Be like, I have a battery that's worth a million miles.
Musk
like,
doesn't.
Let's see.
Musk
let's see,
doesn't play,
dude.
The Tesla is the best.
I'm from Missouri, dude. You got to show me first.
You're the show
dude.
Me state.
I'm the fucking show me state.
Dude, Musk, the Tesla was the
am
best
I crooked
electric
letter,
car.
Crooked letter.
Best am I crooked letter? The best electric car was a Tesla, easily. And dude, he's going to continue to dominate. You don't just go out there and say like. One year.
Teslas are for douches right now.
It's about to be.
This is all the beta for the Tesla. If you drive a Tesla, you're pretty much corny.
You're paid, dude.
There's a few dogs I know that have
Teslas
that
are
fucking pretty
sick,
chill.
Dude.
If you drive a Tesla, you're definitely wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
At all times.
For sure.
Sick sunglasses, too.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the best.
Yeah. You dude, like those?
I love sunglasses.
Are you going to get a Tesla?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get a Tesla and get fucking paid.
With the page? With the Patreon?
No, you know what? No, you can get the. I told you about this. The new
oh,
Tesla.
Yeah,
the new
yeah.
Tesla is only going to be like 35 grand. Which, again, it's like a middle-sized car, but they're saying it's – or a middle-median-priced car. 1 million miles battery, Musk is projecting. And you can just link it into the fucking self-driving network and have it make be a robotic Lyft driver.
And then
for
are you,
you
are
you.
You accountable when that thing drives someone straight off a cliff?
No, it's
You're
fucking
not?
That would be Tesla. You didn't program the algorithm. It's the fucking sweetest of deals. And he could have just had this fleet by himself and been like, fuck it, and then been like, I own all these and put them out, but he's like, no, I'll let people buy into this. Dude, Musk is the fucking man. Musk is,
we'll see.
Musk is on my level for
sure. We'll see what happens with Musk.
What do you think he's going to do?
I don't know.
And the fact that something he's been getting a lot of negative press.
Something about
that
guy. He's a
fucking freakish genius, dude. He's been getting a lot of negative press.
I think
press.
He might head to the Willow world, dude.
So what? Oh, you think he's a fucking pedo?
We'll see, dude.
Musk
I might
pedo?
Roll him up.
You call him Musk a pedo?
I might roll him up.
Dude.
I'm rolling up the
you're
pedophiles.
You're trying to drain him?
I'm rolling up the pedophiles.
Nah, dude. You're hating on Musk. Dude.
I don't, you know, I don't have any evidence.
But, you're just
but I can look one and see one.
I think you're part of Big Oil. Big Oil's been trying to pin shit on
you
him.
You think
forever.
I'm part of Big Oil? I love Big Oil, dude.
Are you threatened against him taking out our petroleum supplies?
I'm not threatened. I just know what happens when you go up against Big Oil.
True, you want to keep the money intact.
You don't fuck with us, dude.
That's sick. That should be a tight. We should change our mission statement to like utterly preserving the status quo at all expenses. Dude.
Did you watch that AOC documentary?
No.
AOC's got a tight documentary on Netflix.
What's it about?
It's called Tearing Down the House. It's just about AOC just
tearing down the house
and other Dems like her just rising up.
Rising up against
sick.
The
it's
Democratic
cool that,
machine.
It's cool that Netflix just puts out clear political propaganda.
For sure.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean they're definitely going to rise up in the Democratic Party and dismantle that.
They're going to really fuck it up.
Dude, that's like one of the most corrupt political machines. I mean, yeah. It's like the inverse of the GOP. To be like, I'm going to rise up. They're going to like...
They're going
to
rip apart the Democratic Party, and then we're going to get like five more Trumps.
Yeah.
Like, dude. They're really fucking retarded.
Fuck. Who was that guy who put out the... It was like the most Republican ad or something. Someone was showing me this. Some dude put out an ad that was apparently like... He did the... He bought a bus, and it's called like the illegal bus. And it's just this guy driving around picking up illegals. He's like, "Hell no, I ain't PC. Yeah, I got guns. I'm about to pick up illegals."
I think that's Nick DiPaolo. That's DiPaolo's new special.
Let me do this. I forget what it was like. The most
PC, not me, baby.
Republican GOP ad. It's this guy, and he.
It's funny when people confuse not being PC for not being like. Hell no, I'm not tolerant.
Like, yeah, dude, it's fucking sick. But no, I can't. I'll have to find it and put it on the thing. This guy is just driving around a bus, and he's just like, the bus says like, if you're illegal, get out. And he's just driving around them.
I think Ari Shaffir did that.
This
a
dude,
long time ago.
This
Ari Shaffir,
doing it
did
for
you,
real.
Do you remember the Amazing Racist?
No.
Ari Shaffir had some YouTube videos back in like 06 that were fucking wild.
Really?
He dressed as a Klansman and went to like Compton. He picked up. Fuck, was it him? Picked up illegals in a truck and just took them straight to.
Did he really?
Like a fucking ICE. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, really funny.
Oh, and he was that the guy who was like, all right, and they got and they all like, oh,
they
fuck.
All scattered.
That was him?
I think it was Ari.
Shit.
Ari did. I think that was one of the Amazing Racists.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's a wild bull.
Shaffir is wild.
Damn.
The fucking. He wears a Klan outfit and is like buying gasoline. And he like goes into the shop and he's like, whew, it's hotter than Africa out there. This like black dude.
What happens?
It's wild, man. I forget. I mean, I just remember that line and being like, damn, this guy.
It's gonna be wild when you're black and see the Klan. You're like, you have to must be like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
You have to
way.
Be like, this guy's joking.
That's wild, dude.
That's Shaffir.
Jeez. That's fucking crazy, dude.
He's a new fool.
I love how you hate Musk and hate blockchain technology.
Blockchain technology is gay. Musk
dude.
Is gay.
No.
You're
going to get left in the dust,
I'm just
dude.
Pro Cheney.
You're going to get left in the
love
dust.
Love Dick Cheney.
I'm going to have I'm going to Halliburton. I'll send I'm going to send one of my Teslas to
I love
get
Halliburton,
you.
Free Enron.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one of my Teslas and like go get Shane, dude. I'm going to have two Teslas and be making like $17 an hour, dude. You're going to be like, "Matt, help." Like, hold on, my robot army, dude, is amassing me a small, very modest fortune.
Your robot army of Accords, of Honda Accords.
I'm going to buy two Teslas when they come
it's
out.
It's awesome they're putting immigrants out of work.
For sure.
Dudes that drive Uber.
Yeah, well, they have
like,
to.
Like, poor Dominicans.
You got to nut up and buy a Tesla. But then you can buy a Tesla, and then you could go get a job and make double money.
Wow.
You could get two, dude.
What if you just like driving?
You could drive. My Tesla's going to be spinning. Dude, the money of it will be like. It'll be like driving oils and be like smoking cigarettes. People are like, all right, I mean, if you want to spend $20 or $10 a pack, go ahead. The electric Tesla is going to be like
wow.
12 cents.
Think they're
going
to tax it through the roof to try to get people to not buy it.
What are you
going to
tax? Are you
going to
tax electricity?
No, I meant oil, like they do with cigarettes.
No, they're going to just...
It's just going to be too expensive because they're not going to have...
No, the road tax will drop. They're going to start... I guess they'll tax electricity. I don't know. But that'll be kind of disastrous because that will, like... It's kind of a regressive tax. I'm not going to get into it, but...
We shouldn't be on the air right now.
That's sort of regressive, but...
Yeah.
Your policies are regressive. It's by Bernie Sanders.
That was Bernie?
Yeah.
Oh. The one... It's just like the 1% of the 1%. That's the only thing you can say. The 1%. Dude. My dad did that. We had a family dinner, and my dad thought it'd be funny to fuck with my uncle, except my dad pretended he was the one farting. Like, he just wouldn't stop farting. And at first, my uncle was like, what the hell are you doing? Stop it. And my dad kept hitting the button. But the remote control to the thing we lost, and the only way you could use it is, for some reason, his car remote worked for it.
What?
Like, if you pressed unlock on the remote for your car, the fart machine would go off.
Could you unlock a car with a fart machine?
Perhaps. It was a Ford Taurus.
What?
Maybe Ford's in it. Whoa,
maybe Ford made fart machines.
Perhaps.
You know, Tesla has a fart machine built into it?
But because you were hitting the unlock...
No, what?
Hold on. Because we were hitting unlock to make the fart machine go off, the car's lights were flashing.
Fuck.
And my uncle was like, your farts are... Like, these are connect. This is the craziest. Like, he lost his mind laughing. He lost his fucking mind.
You said your uncle was like the fifth dimension.
He couldn't. There was nothing he could. You know, farts were making cars light flash.
Oh my god!
So Tesla has a fart machine.
So Tesla, if you get the new Tesla, you can hit a button that's like right. You can choose what seat makes a fart noise because Tesla is just all computerized.
Yeah.
So you can literally, like, whatever, like, the speaker near the seat is, you can just set off, you can just be on the screen and be like, fart, rear, back, right seat. Just be like, boom. And really? Set off a fart right next to the passenger.
Why?
Elon Musk is a fucking doofus.
He is the man.
No, he is a doofus.
No. I honestly.
After this news?
I wanted a Tesla.
This is quite unbelievable news.
I wanted a Tesla.
I'm going to check your sources on this.
I can't believe this.
Look, Google it.
Look.
I stand by my sources
feels
so
like
much,
an app
I guarantee
you could download
it.
Or something. All right.
I trust you then.
Dude, you know the Tesla has just like, there's no motor at all. Obviously, it's electric. There's just five components. It's just a computer, wheel, steering wheel, and then like, you know, in terms of like the drive.
Yeah, there's no like gears, yeah.
Dude, Teslas are like, so they're like crushing people in drag races. They come off faster than like Ferraris.
Yeah.
Because there's none of that like cylinder, fire, all that stuff. This is just like hit a button, and it's like, they're crushing people in races. So it's funny because if you're a hardcore gearhead, a lot of them are like, yeah, but you just can't come over the fucking turbo. Yeah. And like, dude, Teslas are just blowing these cars off a lot. So funny.
Yeah, he's doing that challenge with the truck, haven't already, with his truck. Like a pull, like a tug of war with like an F-150
He's going to crush it.
And the Tesla truck.
Dude, he's going to crush it.
Well, I guess, would they? Because you won't change gears, right? In the tug of war.
You wouldn't change gears?
Yeah.
No.
Like the F-150 wouldn't. So it would just be its like torque or whatever.
Yeah, I doubt they would agree to do it if they thought they were going to get crushed. I bet those dudes have.
Dude, exactly. These guys are physicists. They can just calculate.
Well, no, either one, though. I bet the regular truck people are like, we got a shot.
Yeah, but they can get an F-150 and they just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, those dudes can like launch shit to the moon. They can calculate the weight and the speed of the truck.
Yeah,
I feel like F-150 is probably just owned by cowboys. They're probably like, no, our engines are too strong. We have 400 horsepower.
True.
400 horsepower.
Let's talk Bezos. I just read an article about him. I want to talk Bezos. What do you know about him?
What do I know about Bezos?
What do you think Bezos' master plan is?
I know he lifts hard. I know he's...
Colonize space.
Yeah, Blue Origin.
Shane, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's never put out his political stances.
Good move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump hates him, though, already.
Trump does hate him.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I read an article. Of course, I was ready to hate Bezos because I'm like,
Saudis hacked his phone. That's how they got those pictures.
Of him cheating?
Yeah.
So I read an article. Again, this could be just probably, this guy has enough money.
Saudis hacked his phone and got pictures of him cheating?
Yeah.
So they could hack Amazon and they hacked his phone? Because like the Amazon
extorting trillionaire is a sick move.
True, but it's like Amazon's like storage, like their cloud is, I think, like
it was
a
more
third.
Of a supposedly it was more of like a personal thing.
Think Trump set him up?
Yeah.
Think Trump put one of his princes on there?
Yeah, Kushner was like,
you're like one of those new.
Kushner
you are
went
a fucking
to the Saudis
dipshit.
And he was like, Kushner went to the Saudis and was like, Bezos is a piece of shit.
Oh my god,
take him out.
You're such a fucking dude. You're the same people that were like, George Bush is a fucking retard. He also did 9/11. He was smart enough to do 9/11.
I didn't. Hey, I'm not saying.
Come on, man.
I thought we were talking Bezos.
I thought Trump was a totally inept fucking moron.
No, they were saying that.
That seems like a nice scheme, though. Be like, hack his phone. I know he's fucking a girl.
Yeah. He is a moron.
He slammed the desk and was like, get his fucking nudes. Don't stop.
Nudes.
But that's a fair point.
I don't know.
Bezos.
That's what I heard.
So, but apparently,
everything's Trump with him. Everything's Trump. That's every single problem comes up Trump.
Dude, did I tell you about the old lady?
Fix your own. Clean your room.
Yeah, dude.
Get the pizza crust off the toilet.
I got a pizza crust. I had a pizza crust on my toilet for like a month, and I just couldn't throw it out. My trash was right next to it, and I was on the phone with Shane, and I was talking about it. He's like, just throw it out right now. And I was like, all right. And I threw it out, and then I told him about another pizza crust in the main room. And the next day we were on the phone, and he was like, did you throw that pizza crust out? And I lied that I had.
Oh, you didn't do it?
You lied? Yeah, I felt so bad about not throwing it out. I was like, yeah, no, I
ate it as penance.
I did it.
You should have.
I've eaten it. I've eaten it like a very old pizza crust before.
Up until like 2 days ago, I just stopped eating a turkey.
From Thanksgiving?
I gained like 8 pounds. I was like, how the fuck did I gain? Oh, yeah. I've been eating gravy for every fucking meal. I've been eating Thanksgiving meals every day since Thanksgiving.
What, you brought stuff home?
Tommy made it in our house.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had a full. Tommy's a great cook.
Yeah.
So
man.
I was just.
It's good.
It was such a different Thanksgiving experience. It was WAP Thanksgiving. So it had all types of spices and
it was like
herbs
turkey.
And shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm used to just bland mush.
Yeah, dry.
That's so good. Salted, bland Thanksgiving mush.
With like fucking hard macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I was explaining my family's macaroni and cheese.
Totally
first of all,
flavorless mac and cheese.
Yeah, dude.
It's just a paste. Like a real chalky paste.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
The dude, so I'm reading about Bezos, and apparently the only thing he cares about is going to space. Like, everyone's like, what do you think about like this? He's like, I don't care at all. He wants to set it up to where there's tubes that come from Earth that go all the way like to the moon that are like thousands of miles long that would have like beaches and shit somehow inside of these tubes. And like, humanity's just going to spread out in tubes across the galaxy until we figure out
tubes,
dude. He wants to live.
That sounds crazy.
Someone needs to put a bullet in his head.
Dude, apparently.
I don't like it.
This is all he cares. He's a big Star Trek. He's a Star Trek nerd. Again, this is from The Atlantic. Who knows?
I support this.
It's an article that makes
you like the tubes?
Well, I don't know about the tubes, but I like the space effort. I like, because he's got Blue Origin. He's like.
That's all he cares about. His thing is that.
Why doesn't. I know he's been donating a lot to charity, but. You know.
I'm not even.
Let's focus on. I don't know. Why don't you give one of those billions of dollars to. Fix something
because all he cares about is space. That's the thing.
He can still focus on space.
He thinks it's a waste of money. He was like, in order to order to make Earth inhabitable, we have to slow down growth. That's it. He's very Gerby-esque.
What?
So he's like, in order to make Earth inhabitable, we have to slow down the growth of the human species, where we can just start launching creating tubes to go into space and then live in tubes.
Are you sure about these tubes?
Dude,
I don't know
if you're
the tubes. Why not just go to different planets and just live there?
Musk is on that right now, dude. He's on his other. He's on his own shit, bro. He's fucking richer than Musk. So he's
so
like,
he's
fuck
just,
you. I'm gonna
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
I'm
you
gonna
think this
tubes.
Is like a Tesla Edison type thing we're dealing with here?
I have a feeling Bezos is getting so cucked by
Musk.
Musk
is
Musk
Tesla.
That he's, yeah.
Bezos
I don't
is
know.
Edison. Bezos
you think
is
he's Edison?
Yeah, Bezos will win. And then everyone will look back and be like, Tesla
Amazon.
Was so cool.
Well, the article in the Atlantic was written by a journalist who twice tried to smite him. This is kind of why Bezos is kind of sick. She like wrote a thing, or maybe it was he, I don't know, wrote a thing and tried to smite Bezos in an article. She wrote like a book or something. And Bezos was like, yo, I'm not fucking letting that. He dominated publishing. So he's like, yeah, we're not fucking with your publisher, so we're not going to print. He did something like, we're not going to print books because you try to attack me. At least this is what the author claimed.
Yeah, we'll sell your book in the
online
book.
Sunk the fucking book. And then this lady came out with another article being like, this is why Amazon's so fucked up. And he pulled advertising from the magazine. So it was just like, that was a huge debacle. And then she wrote an article, a third one, like a long one in the Atlantic, that kind of makes Bezos look cool. So I'm like...
Dude, I mean, how is
Bezos?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a—that's the other thing too. If you're a billionaire, like, how many people are are able to withstand like if someone throwing 100 mil at you.
No one
to
is.
Be like, yo, write this thing. I need a journalist to write this thing that makes me look good, and I have 100 mil.
Yeah,
you can do that without even blinking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But again, I'm reading this and I think it's about how Amazon's basically more of a philosophy than a company because it just like it doesn't make any sense. What he does is so diversified. Like when you're saying how they took the what was it? How they had like hacked his phone. Amazon servers hold like the CIA and all like a lot of the government's information.
Well, not anymore because Trump hates them. So they're like, good. They gave that contract. I think they're giving that contract to someone else.
Let's not have the CIA on a corporation's fucking.
What
else are you gonna do?
You can't do. It's not exactly.
They're
you
too
can't.
Big.
They're too
Look,
big.
If you can build tubes to space, I think you can build a server for the government.
I think you got to break them up. Yeah, you got to break them all up. Amazon, break it up.
Dude, he's embedded in Washington.
Twitter,
bro.
Break it.
He lives in Washington. He bought a historic.
You want to break him up? I thought you wanted to go to Mars.
I do want to go to Mars.
We're going to need a major monopoly corporation to get us there.
Nah, we did it once.
Dude, tubes?
We did it once.
We need tubes.
With the government. What?
We need tubes,
We went to the fucking moon once with the government.
Yeah.
Or
allegedly.
More than once.
Yeah, a couple times.
Allegedly.
No, it feels allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, we went.
Dude, I'm telling you, article in the Atlantic about Musk was tight. It's about he's just like a Star Trek nerd who just wants to go to space so bad.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's all I care about is going.
Send him up there.
That's why they think he's starting to work out so hard. He's preparing himself for outer space.
Bezos, you're talking about.
Bezos. My bad.
Yeah.
You better hurry up. How old is he? Yeah. Well, I guess he's going to outlive all of us.
These guys are 60s or something. Yeah, he's drinking like children's blood and stuff.
Yeah, he'll outlive us.
But yeah, he rules.
Good for him. Yeah, I'm into it. I like the space stuff.
Which is funny.
More space.
I was ready for like this. I was ready for like a scathing expose, and it's like, nah, this guy just loves fucking space. Yeah. And I was like, that's pretty fucking sick.
Chris, again, for
what
as much as
we gotta worry about is these Saudis hacking our good
as much
our
as
good
you hate
billionaires' phones.
As much as you hate Trump, Daddy, you sure have very Trumpian fucking
speech patterns.
Yeah, like we need space. Good
we
space.
Need, I'm into space. Yeah, I like space.
What do you like about it?
I just think that's where the future is.
Space. Yeah, you're a big futurist guy who can't throw out pizza crust.
Look, I spend too much time with these big ideas to be throwing out pizza crust and stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
I'm sitting there. I'm looking out my window. I'm spitting, smoking cigarettes. I'm thinking about the big ideas.
That's what's up.
I like that. So,
I went to the gym twice last week. That's big.
Whoa.
2 days, baby.
You getting ready for outer space?
I can't wait. I'm getting launched soon. I'm going to leave this planet. I'm done with this planet.